Hello, I am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel, and welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about moving more so we can exercise less. How can we, with a little bit of effort, make things easier for ourselves? Now, a lot of people that I work with live with chronic health conditions or mobility issues or joint replacements. And energy, I'm just loading my seat a wee bit here. Energy is something that we all have a capacity, is that the right word? We have a finite amount of energy. Now, if you're somebody who lives with a chronic health condition, you may be aware of the spoon theory. And what the concept of the spoon theory is, it was to help explain to people who don't have health conditions what it's like for us and how we manage our energy. Putting it simply, we have about 12 spoons a day. And for each activity we do, we spend spoons. And we might do an activity one day that spends, say, getting up, having a shower, getting dressed, that maybe uses up 2 spoons, and then getting to work uses another spoon, and then doing your work uses 10 spoons. We're already in a negative because we're already at about 14 spoons. I've forgotten how many I said I was using on the first few, but we're already over 12 spoons. Now, you might have another day where, so you're over that 12 spoons. And that means that you're gubbed by the end of the day. That the best you can hope for is lying down and resting and having nothing else to do. But for many of us, we still have to then get home from work and then make dinner, whatever that looks like. But there might not be any energy, so you're already tapping into the next day's stock of 12 spoons. You need to have, then, when you're managing this, a way to balance that out over the week. So if you have a day where you're using your plus 12, then we need to have more days that we are minus 12 and as low as possible to help recuperate that energy. And if we just keep ignoring however many spoons we have and burning out the energy, then we end up burned out. We end up with fatigue. And often we will go into a flare of whatever health condition it is that we have. And for people who live like this, adding in exercise can feel like there ain't enough spoons in the week to also add that in. Now, what I advocate for is doing exercise in a way for you that doesn't burn through those spoons as quickly. So if you go and do a high intensity interval class or a really intense weight session at the gym, that's going to use a lot of spoons. That's going to use a lot of energy. If you do something more gentle, like yoga or Pilates, or if you do a weight session where you're not burning yourself out, so you might lift heavier for fewer amounts of reps and taking longer rests in between them, so that you're working at a much lower intensity for your nervous system, for your energy system, then you won't use as many spoons for those sessions. And even for people who can get that and go, all right, okay, the learning process of what are the right movements for you? What are the right exercises for you? What's the right intensity for you? That's going to be really unique to you because everybody's nervous system responds to things differently. So you might go into a gym, and the fact that you are going into a gym, that might create a lot of anxiety in your body, which makes this nervous energy, which burns through that energy quicker. Or you might go into an environment that you just feel really at peace and at calm, and it doesn't burn through that energy in the same way. And what I want to help people with the move more, exercise less, is how do we then create some more movement in our bodies throughout the day where we're doing tiny little snapshots of exercises or postural awareness or joint movements, stretches, standing up, sitting down, getting muscle activation, where it doesn't feel like exercise, it doesn't feel like another task to add into the list that you're never going to get round to. It's looking at, what are you already doing? How can we tweak this so that we don't have to add more in? So can we include more movement in our everyday activities so that we are stimulating and nourishing our bodies and our nervous system in a way that's appropriate for us, that's healing for us, that's energizing for us, that's beneficial to us? And you might be somebody who doesn't have a chronic health condition, but you are thinking, I just don't have time to exercise, I'm too busy, I've got kids, or I've got a full-time job that takes up all the effort, or you're already putting exercise in throughout your week and you would like to do more, but you just don't have the time to add in more, and you're still experiencing postural issues or aches and pains in certain places. So you might be somebody who loves to spin class. Spin is so much fun. I used to love teaching it. I miss it dearly. But that kind of exercise is brilliant to get a sweat on, to get your heart rate up, to build some strength in your legs, but you're only moving in one range of movement. Your knees, hopefully, are running parallel to each other. There's not a lot of other movement going on in your body. If you hold good posture when you're on the bike, then yes, you are doing some core stabilizing. But that takes effort, that takes practice. And if that's all your exercise, or if you're a runner and you love running and it's the thing that gets you out of your head and into your body and outside, same thing. That kind of movement is just straight line, running parallel. There's a little bit of rotation in the upper body. If you're holding good posture, again, you are getting core stability in there. But you're only moving your body in one way. And I have spoken about before on the podcast about all the joints in your body have movement available to them, and we hopefully are as much as possible. And if you're not, don't worry, because if we move more, we can exercise less by doing these nourishing movements to help the whole body. If we are tight and across the chest, we're restricting blood flow, we're restricting lymph flow, and you know how passionate I am about your lymph flow. If we are collapsed in the chest, then we're collapsed in the abdomen, which is going to impact your digestion. Being collapsed in the chest also is impacting the breath and your ability to take proper breaths into your body. All of these have an impact on your overall health. All of these have an impact on your movement and the movement nourishment. So can we move in a way that feels nourishing for us? So think about your hands, your fingers. How much do you make a fist and spread your fingers and make a fist and spread your fingers? Then go to the wrists. How often do you get flexion, extension, but lateral movement, some circles? How often do you actually do that? Then work your way through each of the joints. Right, what does your elbow joint do? It flexes and extends, it bends and straightens. How often do you do that in a day? Then go to the shoulder, it's a ball and socket joint. We should have pretty good range of movement there. So many people don't. I've got a wall in the way, so I'm like, oh, clanking there. But I'm also tight across here. Okay, what can I do to help open this joint up? How can I get a little bit more movement? When we come to the spine, all the vertebrae stacked, they should all be able to get some degree of pivoting in each individual joint. We should be able to get a bit of here. There should also be little bits of flexion, and in some parts of the spine, little bits of extension. So can you lift your chin away from your chest to get length in the back of the neck without collapsing into the back of the neck? How does that feel? Is that tight? Is that sore? Where are you feeling tight? Where are you feeling sore? Come down into the hips. Hip is a ball and socket joint as well. How much movement and availability of movement do you have in around there? Your knee, another hinge joint. How often do you bend and extend the leg? Come down to the ankle, like the wrist. Can we get circular movements in there? Is there crunching? Is there clicking? Is there a restriction in movement? If you've ever had an injury in any of these joints, this might present as restriction of movement. So how can we explore what movement is then available to us. And then if you've been following me for any length of time, your feet, obsessed with your feet, there's lots of joints in your feet. How much do your feet freely move? Can you crunch like your hands? Can you crunch your toes in, spread the toes out? Can you get the toes moving independently of each other? Can you create the arches in your feet and flatten them out? And if you can't do any of that, my foot and ankle mobility and strength workshop is for you. Check that out on the website. Pilates and yoga are great to get your body moving, to get the joints moving, to explore what muscles are tight, what muscles are not. But if you don't have time to come and do a full class on my Pilates and Yoga at Home membership, you have sessions as short as 5 minutes long, right up to full classes. There are beginner's classes, there are classes there that are seated, there are classes that are a mixture of seated and standing, beginner's strength, beginner's Pilates, more advanced Pilates, Pilates blasts, little 15 minute bursts of class where we use equipment using balls and weights to help create more stability in the body. Lots of different options. The way I teach yoga, somebody was asking me if I teach somatic yoga, and I went away and just double checked the definition of what that is. So somatic yoga is about listening to your body and moving really gently, seeing what it can do, what it can't do, what feels nice for it, what doesn't. And that's exactly how I teach yoga. I don't teach standing postures when I'm teaching yoga. Everything is down on the floor, rolling about the floor, seated, into some stretches, a little bit of on all fours, in and out, maybe coming up onto the knees, getting in around the hips in different ways. But it's the way I teach yoga, it's all down on the floor, because it's about that grounding, that calming the nervous system. For a lot of people, when they stand up, they feel overstimulated. And the ladies that come to my relaxing yoga class don't have any underlying health conditions. But when we were having a conversation one day about how they were feeling before class, and they were just like, I'm exhausted, I'm so tired, I feel really stressed. And I was asking them about standing up and coming down to the floor and doing some of the balance postures, because I know when I go to a yoga class, as soon as the teacher says, right, everybody come, let's make our way up onto our feet, I think, oh no, I just want to stay on the floor, that's just where I want to be. When I had that conversation with my clients, that's how they felt, that's what they needed. So that's how I teach. On my social media channels, including YouTube, Instagram and Facebook, I am going to be sharing a series of reels of me in different locations in my house doing different activities to show you different ways of how you can move more so you can exercise less. It can be difficult when you're sitting at your desk thinking, I don't know, here's a couple of things that I can do. So I'm going to show you a few things that you can sit at your desk and do. In the kitchen, I'm going to show you a few things that you can do at the kitchen. Sitting on your sofa, I'll show you a few things that you can do while you're sitting on the sofa. If there's any requests, please do let me know and I will include them in. I'm going to have in the Healing Rebel Body and Mind Reset a module on move more to exercise less. Lots of different ways that you can work with me, lots of different price points, lots of different touch points as well. So some of them, there is more of me personally emailing you going, hey, what you're doing, what are your goals, and there are also more hands-off ones where you have access to content and you go ahead and do it, or you can work with me one-to-one, you can come into classes. I have classes in person in this space here in the beautiful Springburn, or I have classes online if you're nowhere near Springburn or you don't know where Springburn is. Lots of different options of ways to work with me, lots of different options for what does movement look like for you, how can we incorporate this into your life. I want you to be your own healing rebel. I have this t-shirt on today. I'm just going to tilt the camera and show you my Healing Rebel t-shirt. So this is the Healing Rebel definitions on it. So we have definition as a noun and a definition as an adjective. As a noun, a healing rebel is a person who is committed to prioritising their health and making the necessary changes. As the adjective, it is, the healing rebel is to live in acceptance, kindness, curiosity, compassion and love, free from fear, guilt and shame. This t-shirt is available on my website, please do check that out. Do you move enough? That is a question to ask yourself. Or do you sit at your desk? I talked about this on podcast a couple of podcasts ago about setting a timer every 20 minutes, getting up and moving. For every 20 minutes to half an hour of being seated, we need to move for 3 minutes. And I do appreciate that podcast was 40 minutes long and I didn't stand up during that time. I should have done that twice, but I didn't know how long it was because I had the camera turned away from me and I didn't know my timing. So take this then, we're coming up to 15 minutes, 15 and a half minutes. Can you move your body right here, right now? What can you do in this time? If you're sitting in the car at the traffic lights, you can still move your body. You can move your head, you can move your shoulders. You can have a little seated stretch. You can have a little dance in your seat, whatever suits you. Let me know what questions you have about this. Share this with somebody that you know needs to move their body more but doesn't have time to exercise. Check out my website, iamjenwilson.com, for all the different ways to work with me, including how to get your t-shirts. And yeah, remember to like, follow, share on whichever platform that you are watching this or listening to this podcast. That helps the podcast grow and helps more people become their own healing rebel. And yeah, I'll see you on the next show. Thank you so much for joining me. Go and move your body.